from the Keystone CPAs News Studios.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And we have 80 degrees sunny skies right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you and happy 4th of July weekend. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour. No redo for the Believe Plaza, at least not from the owners of the Eddie in downtown Reno. Coming up, why they changed their mind. A cone zone alert, Pyramid Way about to be closed in spots directly ahead, and where and why the shutdown. And traveling by air over the holidays, Reno's airport says you are not alone on the way. We've got travel tips to help speed your journey to the plane. We're following this and much, much more, including a news conference just wrapping up from Reno Police and Fire about the holidays and fireworks. You're going to want to listen to that on the KKFT News at Noon. Now with more, let's head over and say good afternoon to Jerry.
And good afternoon to you too, Greg. On this July 2nd, it was July 2nd that the United States, not quite the United States yet, but 250 years ago, they voted first to essentially separate from Great Britain. I wish there was some good documentation of the arguments for and against, because there were people back then arguing for still pledging allegiance to Great Britain and not separating and seceding from the tyrannical government of King George. But it was 250 years ago today that happened. In local news, in Nevada news, a big possible catastrophe avoided. Another tranny about to shoot up a casino, and it was thwarted, and that was last week. We'll get you the details on that. And also in the headlines today, the massive push for responsible tourism ahead of the 4th of July weekend. Officials heavily promoting litter-free beaches, specifically Lake Tahoe, strict adherence to aquatic invasive species protocols and high traffic advisories, and strict alcohol bans on public beaches are in effect. And some of that press conference from Reno that Greg will have for you, I'm sure we'll have some of that information. Also, there are early fireworks if you want to take them in Smith Valley. We'll get you the details on that and a whole lot more. And the Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll, I'm not surprised. I'm not sure about the 5%, but are you proud to be an American? Gave you the statistics of Democrats versus Republicans. This is not that. Not are you proud to be a Republican? Are you proud to be a Democrat? Are you proud? And a little bit of are you thankful to be an American? You can still vote. 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. 95% yes, 5% no. It is 12:09. This is the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Back to you, Greg.
All right, thanks so much there, Jerry, and it is our top local story. Some breaking news this hour. We are getting word of a nasty wreck in Carson City on US 50, just off of 580. Pictures from the scene show a U-Haul and another truck on their sides. No word on whether anyone was hurt. You need to watch for delays there. More traffic coming up in just a few moments. Well, it is the start of a long holiday weekend celebrating America's 250th birthday, and Reno Fire says do not celebrate it with personal fireworks.
We know that you can purchase fireworks legally. On the reservation, some other areas across the state, there are legal fireworks stands. That does not mean you can bring them into Reno. They are illegal in Reno. They are illegal in Greater Washoe County, as Chief Silverino said. So just the fact that you purchase them legally does not mean that you can bring them into Reno and then use them.
Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran says there's plenty of alternatives.
There are a number of fireworks shows around the area. Here in town, the Nugget has one, the Row, Aces. I know there's a couple going on at the lake, so enjoy the professional shows and let's not have amateur hour.
Meantime, if you plan on drinking somewhere other than home this 4th of July weekend, Reno Police says have a plan there too, please.
If you are going to celebrate legally with alcohol or other impairing substances, make a plan before you leave home. Please designate a sober driver. Use our rideshare services that are available in our areas and stay the night if necessary. Do not get behind the wheel.
Reno Police Chief Corey Silverino says a ride home does not have to be expensive.
Nevada's Zero Fatalities program is partnering with Lyft to encourage residents and visitors to plan ahead for a safe ride home during our Independence Day celebrations. The first 300 riders can redeem a $5 off one Lyft trip using a safe code SAFE, ride July 4th in the context.
Meantime, pack your patience if you're heading out of Reno Airport for the long holiday weekend. RNO expecting 16,000 to 19,000 passengers to arrive and depart per day. Peak travel days being tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. It's a 5% increase over the 4th of July period last year. Airport officials say arrive early. Expect there to be a shortage of parking spaces, and you might want to get a ride there. If you do insist on parking at the airport, you might have to use the overflow lot. Flyers at RNO, they are not alone.
The electric combo of patriotic excitement and World Cup fever has TSA bracing for some 18.7 million passengers during this holiday stretch. Among the most popular destinations, New York City and Seattle. Chicago O'Hare anticipating their biggest July 4th crowds ever. In D.C., America 250 celebrations will require flights in and out of DCA to be suspended for a few hours tomorrow and on the 4th of July, too.
And that is reporter Maggie Vespa. No redo of Believe Plaza in downtown Reno, at least as far as the owners of the Eddie venue are concerned, wanting it done. The co-owners of the popular downtown Reno outdoor bar and venue say they will no longer pursue the concept thanks to legal and procedural rules. The plaza, if you know this, is public and the default area for Reno's First Amendment activities, which likely means the owners did not want to have to deal with protesters. Their plan could be resubmitted under a different form. From the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
Well, Nevada dodged a bullet last Saturday. Southern Nevada specifically. Saturday, June 27th, police arrested a Henderson, and I'm going to edit this on the fly here. Police arrested a man-woman, a man pretending to be a woman, a trans, named Allison Howlett, after they say she stole her ex-spouse's car, loaded it with guns, and drove to a parking garage at the Sunset Station Casino. Officers pulled 52 firearms out of her car and her home, along with hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Some of the guns were fully automatic. A 911 caller told Henderson police her ex had stolen her car and it was full of guns. She said Howlett had talked about suicide by cop and a possible mass shooting. Police used the car's tracking device to find it at the casino garage around 11:17 a.m. Howlett refused to get out for a while, blasting music with the windows up. Officers boxed the car in patrol cruisers so she couldn't drive off. And eventually, Howlett asked for water. When she reached for it, officers grabbed her hand and got her out of the vehicle. See what I mean? When you're reading today's media and the inaccuracy of it all. Well, there is going to be some early fireworks. That's tomorrow night, July 3rd in Smith Valley. There will also be activities during the 4th of July at Dressler Park. Hot and dry for the holiday weekend and fire restrictions through the region. We talked about those yesterday, Alpine County specifically. No campfires outside of designated or developed sites, and make sure it's out. Forest Service says that over the last 20 years, smoldering ashes or embers have caused an average of 500 fires per year. FM News Talk time is 12:14, and we've got traffic and this weekend's weather coming up next.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
As you heard Greg tell you, there is a rolled over big rig on Highway 395 at US 50 in Carson City. That's a major intersection, and it's laying on its side like a drunken dinosaur. They're still cleaning that up. Also, in Sun Valley, on Sun Valley Boulevard at East First Avenue, they have an injury collision working in that area. We had one there last week. Also in Reno, northbound 395 at North McCarran, there's another injury collision there. Fortunately, it is out of the road. It's slowing traffic down, but it's not blocking anything. It is 77 degrees in Sparks and in Carson City, 76 in Yerington, 65 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your 4th of July weather.
The warm-up is on. Close to 90 today, 90 tomorrow, low 90s for the weekend, and it's going to continue in that range into the middle part of the upcoming week. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust AMAS the mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
What does America mean to you?
When our founders signed the Declaration of Independence nearly 250 years ago, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to the creation of a new nation. They knew they might have been signing their own death warrants at the time, but instead, they began a seismic experiment that has turned into the freest and most prosperous country the world has ever known. What a blessing and what an inheritance. Hey, it's Guy Benson on 99.1 KKFT and 92.3 KSVL.
Hey, Northern Nevada, it's time to get back to work. Brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Chromalloy in Carson City has openings for skilled machinists and CNC operators. With 3 to 5 years of experience, you'll get top wages and all shifts are open. Apply at Chromalloy.com/careers. For more details, go to HireMeNevada.com.
Whether you are looking for work or need more help, go to HireMeNevada.com.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Slow progress on a big wildland fire in southeast Nevada. I'm John Potter for the new news. The Grapevine Fire has so far consumed 42 square miles of heavy brush, timber, and juniper, despite several airdrops and containment lines. The Grapevine Fire southeast of Caliente started over 2 weeks ago, and crews are roughing it over steep slopes and rocky terrain with limited access, but are making progress. Containment went from 55% to 72% yesterday. 30 miles to the west, the Cane Springs Fire has scorched 27 square miles. Two more fires are northeast of Pioche. They have burned over 6 square miles. Thankfully, no wildfires currently on the west side of our state. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
81 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Number one, no personal fireworks in Reno. That is an order.
We know that you can purchase fireworks legally. On the reservation, some other areas across the state, there are legal fireworks stands.
But they're not legal in Reno or Washoe County, says Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran. Number two, no big changes for Belief Plaza in downtown Reno, at least not yet. The owners of the Eddy say they are backing out of a plan to lease part of the plaza. And 95% done. Oh, yes, work on phase one of the 395 freeway project that's caused a bunch of headaches for just about everyone. Say they can see the finish line and work should be done by the end of the summer. Well, it is our top national story this hour. The couple who climbed to the top of New York City's Empire State Building was in court.
Ivan Kuznetsov and Angelina Nikolaou are free on supervised release one day after being arrested on charges including reckless endangerment and burglary. With no tethers, they balanced on a narrow ledge atop the Empire State Building's antenna on Wednesday and unfurled a banner. Then he proposed and they kissed before climbing down to meet police. They were the subject of the 2024 Netflix documentary Skywalkers, a love story about their daredevil exploits. Social media was abuzz about the incident, with the Empire State Building's official account posting a photo of Nikolaou's outstretched engagement-ringed hand high above New York, with a caption reminding people to confine their proposals to the tower's observation deck. In New York City, Danya J. Powers, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 12:21. Now with more, let's head right back over to Jerry.
Well, Fernley is having a celebration all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday. John Potter will be live at 9 a.m., usual 9 to noon for Live and Local, the weekend. There'll also be a pancake breakfast at 7, parade at 10, and, of course, fireworks in the evening. And John will be set up with Greg there doing the news live in front of the firehouse. In Yerington, Main Street activities and fireworks over the weekend. The U.S. Forest Service has officially opened over 100 miles of existing trails in the Lake Tahoe Basin to Class 1 pedal assist e-bikes, and major efforts are underway to restore the polluting old Meeks Bay Resort Marina back into a functioning wetland. That's in an ongoing partnership with the Washoe Tribe. A wave of 24 new laws went into effect yesterday, including expanded adult dental benefits for Nevada Medicaid recipients, and, because you voted for it, a Washoe County fuel tax increase. And just to make you feel even worse, although, Greg, I don't believe you'd be responsible for voting for the tax increase on gasoline in Washoe County, but there is a place in North Carson City with regular under $4 a gallon. Costco today in Carson City, $4.10 for regular at Costco. Hate to give them a plug, but there you go. That might save you a few bucks for your holiday weekend. FM News Talk Time is 12:23, and now with another look at your Friday. It feels like a Friday. Thursday. Noon news traffic with weather to follow. Here's Phil coming
now. A check on traffic on your noon news, KKFT.
That rolled over big rig is still being cleaned up on Highway 95 at US 50 on the southbound side. Technically, it's in Carson City. Also, Sun Valley Boulevard at East First Street. There's an injury collision. They're waiting on a tow truck for that one. In Reno, northbound 395 at North McCarran at the off-ramp, there's an injury collision there. Fortunately, that's not affecting traffic on the freeway. It is 78 degrees in Wingfield Springs, 79 in Dayton, 77 in Smith Valley, 65 degrees at Incline Village. So here's a look at your weather.
Generally sunny skies. We'll have a few clouds from time to time through the weekend. But all in all, it's going to be bright and it's going to be warm and dry, low 90s for the holiday weekend. Any time of the year, make sure you can just turn that key and go. Trust the team at A-Master Mechanic for bumper-to-bumper peace of mind. 95 East Glendale in Sparks. Coming up at 3 today, Lars Larson on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT, live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
If your AC isn't working during the Reno summer, you and your family feel it. LT Automotive repairs and recharges your AC so you can drive in comfort. Beat the heat this summer. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Fernley invites you to celebrate the birth of liberty. This 4th of July is a fun-filled day with a pancake breakfast, parade, flag-raising ceremony, a car show, live music, craft vendors, and yummy food. Cheer the Guns or Hoses Sheriffs vs. Firefighters Grease Pig Contest. Compete in horseshoe tournaments or kids diving for dollars. The Fernley 4th of July Fireworks Show is one of the biggest in the state. Dance the night away with Whitewater Band playing till midnight. Dry RV and camping is available. Fernley, celebrating the birth of liberty.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
You make it to Virginia City, but now your engine sounds like a high noon shootout. LT the Superdog has you covered. From starters to batteries, LT Automotive gets you moving again, cowpoke. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Now your new news sports update on KKFT.
The organization that oversees high school athletics in Nevada is looking for a new director. Tim Jackson is stepping down of the NIAA to pursue other opportunities. Whoever replaces Jackson will be the third ED since 2022. The Aces lost last night in Tacoma 5-4. Tim Tawa cooled down, going 0-3. Kobe Sanders played 1 year at Nevada in 24-25. Yesterday, he signed a 4-year, $11 million contract extension with the LA Clippers. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Factory town to the neon lights where the sun goes down. From the rows of corn to the city street, you can feel the rhythm of a million feet. We're the hands that build, we're the hearts that pray. We're the ones who show up at the break of day. They try to tell us that the thread is torn, that the promise died before we were born. But look in my eyes and you'll see the fire. We're taking this country.
Back to your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
And Greg Neff with you. If you're just checking in at FM News Talk, Cone Zone Alert, sections of southbound Pyramid Way and Sparks will be closing for 2 weekends as NDOT crews work to repave and reconstruct that road. The first time will take place on July 10th between 10 a.m. to July 13th at 6 a.m. It'll close southbound Pyramid from McCarran to Audi. And the second closure will close Audi to C Street from 10 a.m. on July 17th through 6 a.m. on July 20th. Southbound vehicles will be detoured via McCarran during the shutdown. In a related story, it's 95% done. The first phase of the 395 freeway widening project is beginning to enter its final stages.
So I think we're all kind of excited to see the finish line here. So we have a very small amount of concrete paving to put back in. We also have one more closure pour to do on the outside widening of one of the bridges.
NDOT's Andrew Lawrence says the project from McCarran to Golden Valley has not been an easy one.
We always knew that these bridge widenings were going to be challenging. We're in a complicated urban corridor. Two of those bridges cross the railroad. We have existing utilities from 40, 50, 60 years ago serving the North Valleys. So yes, we are sitting behind where we had hoped to be when this project first kicked off. But we are rapidly getting toward the end here.
Now, phase one should be done by the end of summer. Phase two, which will improve the freeway from Golden Valley to Stead, should soon get underway. It's not as expected to be as frustrating to drive through. We hope so. FMNews.com covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. Congressional Democrats out with a report accusing President Trump of hijacking America's 250 celebration. California Congressman and ranking member of the House Natural Resources Committee, Jared Huffman.
We should be celebrating this anniversary together with patriotism and integrity. This milestone was paid for by every generation that built this country. But Trump has tried to quietly steal it, warping it into a celebration for one man.
That video posted on the committee's YouTube page. The Supreme Court struck down President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. Florida Republican Representative Carlos Jimenez tells Fox Business he agrees with the ruling, but Congress must act to stop the abuse of birthright citizenship.
This cottage industry of bringing people in to have a baby in the United States and then go back to their native country, I think that's an abuse, and it's something that the framers of the 14th Amendment never contemplated.
America's listening to Fox News.
12:31 at FM News Talk 99.1. Glad you're with us here. I'm Greg Naft of the Keystone CPA Studios. A dubious first that went down right here in Northern Nevada. A Tesla big rig reportedly been involved in a deadly accident for the very first time. Photos of the crash show a Tesla semi-truck was the truck that crashed into another truck that killed two people. This happened in Lyon County on Sunday. NHP thinks that one of the truck drivers fell asleep behind the wheel. It's not yet clear if Tesla has decided to equip its trucks with the same type of collision avoidance systems that are used in many Tesla cars. Crime rates in California, well, they are apparently dropping.
Since Gavin Newsom took office, homicides are down 20%, robberies down 31%, property crimes dropped 24%, car thefts are down by 19%, and violent crime is down 3%. According to the 2025 Hate Crime in California report released on Wednesday, hate crime incidents in California also dropped slightly. But hate crimes involving racial or ethnic bias rose by over 6%, with increases especially in anti-Hispanic or Latino hate crimes and gender-based bias. Hate crimes targeting people based on their citizenship status also jumped from 16 in 2024 to 40 last year. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
He was trusted with children. Now he's under arrest. A Las Vegas gymnastic coach behind bars for allegedly fondling boys in a bathroom. Michael Nestor is accused of taking boys to the bathroom and doing very, very bad things. His employer, Go For It USA, emailed parents on Tuesday to say he was fired. The 21-year-old now faces two charges, first-degree kidnaping and two charges of lewdness with a child under the age of 14. He's in jail without bail. He's due back in court today. FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
At Yates Law, we handle dog bite cases occurring in homes, parks, and public places, and we know how to prove liability. If you or your child was bitten, don't wait. Call me, Joe Yates, at 775-515-4401. That's 515-4401. Or find us at YatesLawPC.com.
Yates Law. Protecting your loved ones. Protecting your rights under Nevada law. Experience matters when it matters most.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road, or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master!
Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Mid to upper 80s before low 90 degree weather for the holiday weekend, and we'll stay in that 90 degree range, a few degrees above our seasonal average into early next week. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
Heads up for the 4th. I'm John Potter for the new news. Although you can legally buy them outside of town, possessing or discharging consumer fireworks in Reno, Sparks, and all of Washoe County is illegal. But there are sure to be those who set them off anyway. It happens every year. Sparks police just sent out word that firework complaint reports interfere with serious 911 calls. They say 911 is strictly for emergencies like criminal activity, injuries, fires, and immediate threats. If you're reporting illegal fireworks, use police non-emergency lines. And for those possessing or using fireworks illegally, the penalties are fines up to $1,000 and up to 6 months in jail. Parents and juveniles are responsible, even for the cost of putting out a fire caused by fireworks. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your new news.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading, with the Dow hitting an all-time intraday high and on track for its 20th record close of the year as investors parse the June jobs report. Employers adding fewer jobs than expected during the month. 57,000 new jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate ticking lower to 4.2%. The healthcare and social assistance sector driving the gains, while hiring in the leisure and hospitality sector declined. The report is leading investors to dial back their expectations for interest rate hikes by the Fed this summer. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is falling, with chip equipment makers continuing to come under pressure while software stocks are gaining. And you'll be spending less for a mortgage this week, with rates falling to its lowest level since mid-May. The benchmark 30-year fixed rate fell to 6.43%, according to Freddie Mac. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
12:37 here on KKFT on the news and noon. Greg Neft with you in the Keystone CPA studios right now in downtown Reno. And time right now for today's moment with Mike. Mike Bosma joins us right now on the news line from his auxiliary studio in San Diego right now. Mike, first of all, happy 4th of July weekend.
Happy 4th of July weekend to you too, Greg.
You know, I thought that in this time of America's 250th birthday, we should speak a little bit about what makes America so special. And one of the things that makes America special, as one of our previous reports says, the most prosperous nation the world has ever seen, is the entrepreneurial and capitalistic spirit that has really infused what it means to be an American from day one. And I thought you might be able to talk a little bit about that, being a business owner yourself.
Absolutely. In fact, what I'd say, Greg, is when I celebrated the 200th anniversary in 1976, I was 10. I remember that very well, 4th of July parades. And I thought when I was 10 that, there was a lot of opportunity for me. Now, with the benefit of hindsight, 50 years later, I'm thinking, the world is my oyster. And yeah, the world is my oyster, your oyster. Anybody that wants to take an entrepreneurial risk, invest their fame, fortune, time, energy, talent, whatever, they can find their own way. And basically, our founding fathers made sure that we had certain freedoms to be able to do that without overburdensome government regulation, that we can go find our path. And I would say in the last 50, I've been very blessed. I have a lot of people around me that help support me in that. But, basically the definition I use of entrepreneurship is be able to find your own way, is alive and well 250 years after this country started. And I think that really is the ability to start a business, make a better life for you and your family, maybe make the world a little bit better place. And that's why I think America is widely regarded around the globe.
And, you know, sometimes it takes an outsider's perspective to really hit that point home. I often reference the videos that you see on YouTube with the World Cup soccer fans coming to the United States from Europe and saying, oh, this is amazing. We didn't think it was like this. The media in our country has been lying to us. America is awesome, people. You don't know what you have. And you actually had the first a chance to see that firsthand, did you not, when you went to Australia?
Yeah, in Australia, that's basically the ambassador representing the United States. Anyway, people find out I was American, and they'd have their own opinions. But that conversation generally always ended with, thank you for everything that America does for the rest of the planet. And, everybody has their own problems, but very grateful of it. But also appreciating that America is the land of opportunity, that when people migrate here, even with a visa to be here for a short period of time, they can make their fortune in that opportunity while they're here, and make sure they take advantage of it.
You know, we won't mention various political movements by name. You know who they are, but they threatened to upset the apple cart and, you know, undo really that entrepreneurial spirit of what makes America great in the first place. How do we, I'm not going to say fight, but how do we counteract that moving forward?
You know, actually, I had Congressman Mark Amadei on the podcast a while back, and, you know, he just said something that just resonated with me. He says, you know, it's really hard to argue when you're right. And so it's right giving people the ability to make a better life for themselves rather than guarantee a certain minimum and but then also cap out what everybody else is doing. And I think that's what resonates across most Americans is, hey, we're not going to take everything that, you know, the fortunate have built for themselves, because what that means is if I ever get in that chair, they're going to take mine too. And you read the Declaration of Independence, and it says it very specifically. Your government can't come in and just take my stuff. Okay. In fact, before it was life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It was life, liberty, and my stuff or my property. So you know, baked into our founding principles is, you know, I get to keep what's mine. And, you know, we've been fighting for that for the last 250 years.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, I want to wish you a very happy 4th of July weekend. We have so much goodness in this country, and, you know, we need to take a moment to celebrate that, and thank you for doing that here today. Keystone CPAs wants to help you with your money, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Mike, we will talk again on Monday.
Looking forward to it. Have a great 4th.
You too. 1242 right here on the News at Noon.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And 95.65% of you, higher than the national average for Republicans, are proud to be an American. Vote, and we'll leave that poll up over the weekend. Vote over the weekend, 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. Are you, like Lee Greenwood, proud to be an American? The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has given $2 million to four ag-related organizations to compensate ranchers in Northern California for livestock losses due to wolf attacks.
The conflicts have been numerous in seven counties now in Northern California, including Plumas and Sierra, close to home. Wolves are in Nevada. They have been in Nevada for 15 or more years since they were driven down this way, driving the moose down this way. That's why we have an actual huntable population of moose. There's the silver lining to the dark cloud of wolves and predation. Wolves, I should say, anyway. Nevada soon to follow, perhaps. Keep Tahoe Blue hosts the annual July 5th cleanup. Day after the 4th, they invite residents and visitors to show their love for the lake by cleaning up, refreshing, and revitalizing Tahoe's sandy shores and surrounding areas Sunday. It's part of the 13th annual Keep Tahoe Red, White, and Blue cleanup. Participants can choose from six locations ringing the basin, the lake, from Commons Beach in Tahoe City all the way down to Nevada Beach. Traffic and weekend weather ahead. It is 12:46.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
Still have three injury collisions to tell you about. One of them is that rolled over big rig down in Carson City. It's at US 50 and Highway 395 on the southbound side. In Sun Valley at East First Avenue, they're still cleaning up from an injury collision in that area. The tow truck has finally arrived. And northbound 395 at North McCarran, another injury collision. Fortunately, it is off to the side and it's not really affecting traffic, but it is causing people to slow down and look, so watch yourself. It is 79 degrees in Sparks, 77 in Minden and Wellington, 65 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your forecast.
Generally sunny skies. We'll have a few clouds from time to time through the weekend, but all in all, it's going to be bright and it's going to be warm and dry, low 90s for the holiday weekend. Any time of the year, make sure you can just turn that key and go. Trust the team at A Master Mechanic for bumper-to-bumper peace of mind. 95 East Glendale in Sparks. Coming up at 3 today, Lars Larson on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Frustrated with depression medications that don't work or can't tolerate their side effects? TMS is an FDA-cleared, non-drug treatment for depression that works when antidepressants don't. There's no anesthesia or downtime, and sessions take just 18 minutes. Get your life back. Call TMS and Neurofeedback of Reno Tahoe at 775-825-1005 or visit tmsreno.com. That's 825-1005.
For a limited time while supplies last, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner from Capital Control Systems. Yes, a free furnace when you buy an air conditioner for the same price. If you have a furnace 20 years or older, now's the time to buy. Limited supply available. Can't afford it? No problem. Financing is available on approved credit. This promotion won't last long. Don't wait. Call today.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Worried about identity theft? Stacks of old tax returns, bank statements, and files sitting in your office or garage? One lost document can cost you thousands or ruin your credit forever. Don't risk it. With American Document Destruction, your sensitive documents are destroyed on site or at our secure facility, NAID certified, eco-friendly, with certificates of destruction provided every time. Call 252-6585 or visit addnv.com for more information. American Document Destruction, a Pacific company.
At Campani Capital Ford in Carson City, we know Northern Nevada is built by hardworking people. The early mornings, the long days, the people who show up, put in the work, and keep moving forward. That's why right now during the Ford Employee Pricing Event, you pay what we pay on select new Ford vehicles. The legendary Ford F-150 delivers the power, capability, and versatility drivers count on every day. Whether it's on the job site, towing on the weekend, or heading into the mountains. And when the work gets bigger, Super Duty is built to handle it with strength and confidence you can depend on. Stop by Capital Ford today. See what employee pricing can mean for you and take advantage of increased trade-in values during the event. Where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. We drive Northern Nevada. on select models, OAC. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno Sparks. Excludes leases. Offer ends July 6th, 2026.
This is Mark from Master Service Plumbing, family owned and operated for 39 years. At Master Service Plumbing, our son Josh answers the phones, I run the crews, and Gabby, the whole thing from coming unraveled. We pride ourselves on our quality craftsmanship and guarantee our workmanship 100%. From our family to yours, thank you for choosing Master Service Plumbing. Call 851-1444. That's 851-1444.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
1250 here on FM News Talk. Well, this almost never happens, but once in a while it does. A lucky traveler in Las Vegas won $3.3 million in a slot machine at the airport there. The gambler was playing a Wheel of Fortune machine in the C terminal when the jackpot popped up. Officials did not identify the traveler or say where they were going when they visited the airport, but let's just say I'm sure that made whatever trip they were on much, much better. California will continue to allow transgender student-athletes to play on girls' and women's sports teams after Tuesday's U.S. Supreme Court hearing.
The court decided 6-3 that states can, but don't have to, ban transgender student-athletes from participating on girls' and women's teams. The ruling means states can decide their own policies. California remains one of 23 states that allows transgender students to join teams that match their gender identity. Supporters of bans on transgender athletes and girls' sports welcomed the ruling, seeing it as a step toward more restrictions in the future. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
FM News Talk Time, 1251.
Cromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus. Premium wages and benefits start day one. Do work that matters. Cromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City. An affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m.
Hi, John Potter here. We're to celebrate our 250th on Saturday. I'll be broadcasting live from the festivities in Fernley. We're going to have a blast because Fernley is also celebrating 25 years. A pancake breakfast, then a parade at 10, a horseshoe contest, an awesome car show, dancing, fireworks. What a party. Join the fun. I'll be hosting my weekend show live from Fernley Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
America was built on freedom, the freedom to work hard, build something local, and the freedom to choose. So after an accident, remember this. No matter what shop your insurance company recommends, the decision is yours. Choosing Carson Auto Body means choosing a locally owned and operated shop, not a franchise, not a chain. That local ownership means they can get your vehicle in and out faster, keeping your inconvenience to a minimum. And because their reputation is built right here in the community, they can't afford to, and they don't, skimp on parts or workmanship. They do the job right the first time, and that's a guarantee. Because your safety, your vehicle, and your trust matter. Exercise your right to choose. Choose Carson Auto Body, conveniently located next to the Railroad Museum. Email them at carsonautobody@gmail.com or call 297-3366. That's 297-3366. Carson Auto Body.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
Summer jobs are ramping up fast. Before your next project begins, make sure your tools are ready for the workload ahead. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply provides expert repair services for contractor tools and equipment, helping you minimize downtime and keep your crews moving efficiently from one job to the next. Our experienced factory-trained mechanics are here to help. Call 775-241-9494. Wharton Hardware and Supply, your headquarters for equipment service and repair. 241-9494.
Hey, it's Brenda with Hanlon's Estate Service and the Diggins 1 and 2. You know, our way of doing business out at the Diggins 2 in Mound House has become quite popular. So I think we're going to start doing that at the Carson City store at 411 Hot Springs Road. What we do is let you come in and make reasonable offers for items so you feel like you're getting a good deal. And when I say reasonable, it means our employees really like getting paid for their work. Anyway, come on by and give it a try. It's fun and it's always a treasure hunt.
So you feel like you need to know what's going on in the world, but you don't want to be bored to tears?
Well, tune in the Armstrong and Getty Show. We'll keep you informed. We'll try to make you think. We will leave behind the ever-present left-wing media spin. And you know what? We're not angry all the time. Sometimes we have fun.
I'm angry a lot, but not all the time. That's the Armstrong and Getty Show every single weekday on 99.1 FM Talk.
Also on 92.3 FM Talk.
Weekday mornings 6 to 10.
Mid to upper 80s before low 90 degree weather for the holiday weekend, and we'll stay in that 90 degree range, a few degrees above our seasonal average into early next week. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Well, New York Police Department is preparing for street closures around Madison Square Garden as speculation mounts around Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding. New Yorkers say,
I can't imagine she's going to get married here.
I think it would make sense for security purposes. Obviously, there'd be like a lot of A-list people who are going to be in the same place at the same time.
They could be getting married there, but from what I... rumors say that they already got married in Rhode Island and just having a reception there.
New York City police sent out a memo regarding the suspected rehearsal dinner for 100 people before a 1,000-person wedding on Friday night. FM News Talk Time, 12:56.
And Greg, now I know why I said it was Friday earlier. It is our Friday, as in you will not be here tomorrow, nor will I. But Saturday, you'll be out with John Potter doing the news live and local in front of the fire station in Fernley for a great big weekend in Fernley, which turns 25 years old this weekend. And before the NFL got woke, I wanted to play the entire intro with this song. So let's go with Whitney Houston and the announcer announcing Whitney Houston. Houston before they went woke.
And now to honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
First with Fox. First on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.